In a sense, there's no escaping it. The strategic significance of Iraq is based on its
location,
oil wealth.
Yes,
of course, of course. And so the hunger for fossil fuels motivates policy decisions, military decisions, security decisions,
over
the world.
Yeah,
industrial decisions. And you know, there are places all over the world where you can find the consequences of America and planet Earth's hunger for fossil fuels. And one of them is in Oklahoma. It's a little town called Pitcher, Oklahoma, once a boom town in the early part of the 20th century. And we thought it would be interesting to take a look at what a snapshot of the boom gone bust in the fossil fuel and mineral commodities economy actually looks like in a place a little bit closer to home. In the current issue of Wired magazine, freelance writer Ben Painter profiled this town, Pitcher, Oklahoma, that was devastated due to coal and zinc mining quite a while ago. The title of the article is Welcome to Armageddon, USA. Ben Painter joins us from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John.
Also joining us from Pitcher, Oklahoma, is John Garner, who is a resident of the city, insofar as that's even possible. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Is your water still on?
Yeah, my water, electric, we got all that.
And besides water, what's in the stuff that comes out of the faucet, at least based on the environmental descriptions?
We've got good water. Here years ago, they put in new water lines and meters and things like that and dug a whole new well. And as the town was going down, that was actually the fight was for our well. Surrounding towns wanted our well. We have good water.
And quite a fight it was, and it's described in this article in Wired magazine. Ben Painter, why does Pitcher, Oklahoma, have this reputation as being Armageddon, USA? What are the contaminants? What are the industries that are responsible?
Sure. I mean, what you've got is basically you've got an old lead and zinc mining town that really supplied all the lead and zinc that went into fighting two world wars, lead for bullets, zinc to help galvanize tanks, and later then to sort of fuel post-war expansion in the United States. A lot of these metals, you know, provided everything from batteries to waterproofing for sheet metal, and you know, that basically helped us, you know, settle in our own country. But what wound up happening was there wasn't a lot of oversight on how the mining practices worked. And essentially, a lot of the debris, the cast-offs from the mines, piled up outside the mining doors. And so what you wound up with was a landscape that was completely altered. It's in Pitcher, Oklahoma, it feels almost a bit like a moonscape, where you've got giant piles of chat, which is sort of metal-laced dirt and debris, creating new hills, you know, blowing dust over the town. You've got basically water wells old mine shafts that have filled up with contaminated acid mine water, and it flows into nearby creeks. And the real reason why the town was actually abandoned, though, was actually an EPA report about subsidence, which is the threat of massive cave-ins from these sort of mine shafts that, you know, ran underneath the town. So it was really a triple threat going on there, the air, water, and then also sort of some of this ground, you know, the threat of massive cave-ins, were all really threightening the town.
And it was declared a Superfund site by the EPA, and people were actually ordered to leave. John Garner, how do you resolve the issue of the prosperity that came to Pitcher, Oklahoma, but yet the health impacts on the young people of the town, many of which were found to be either asthmatic or containing, you know, all kinds of hazardous levels of lead and heavy metals in their blood?
Well, this has always been a poverty and elderly community the whole time I grew up here. And the kids that were tested that had the high lead levels, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but a lot of those were the kids that their parents didn't make them wash their hands, you know, before they ate, or they wasn't in a very clean environment. In my opinion, this was a money
deal. Although, John,
yeah.
I mean, growing up in a town where wash your hands or you'll get lead poisoning, Billy, it just doesn't exactly strike me as the place you'd want to grow up.
That wasn't the issue growing up. I mean, just the fact of being clean. Nobody considered lead poisoning or anything like that at that time. You know, this has been recent. It was people, you know, digging, trying to get money to do, you know, what they wanted to do. My kid is 17 years old. I got a boy that's on the National Honor Society. If I thought my kids were in any danger whatsoever, it wouldn't take any money. I would pack up, I would leave, I would live in a box somewhere and start over.
Well, then, John, what do you make of this clown Ben Painter coming down here from this, highfalutin Condé Nast publication and calling your town Armageddon USA?
No, I don't take Ben like that. I hung out with Ben. Ben's a good guy. He's got a lot of facts. I mean, he did his homework, unlike the publications around here. And that's what he wrote down. What he got from people is what he wrote down. I don't see the interest in the story, around here because it's everyday life.
Well, but that is the interest. I mean, John Garner, hold on there for a second. Ben Painter, are we looking at a snapshot of the future, thinking about the consequences of the Gulf oil spill, thinking about towns in Iraq and, Iran that are living the consequences of the hunger for fossil fuel and oil and minerals?
Sure. I mean, I think that you are, but I think that you are in a really unique way. Obviously, what you've got in Pitcher, Oklahoma now is the life has been boiled down to two factions. There are people who did not take the governmental buyout and decided to stay, and they are trying to hold on to a concept of civilization and really a concept of home life that is incredibly valuable. John's place of home is a physical place, and it's so important. It's something that I think a lot of people have lost when you've got an actual touchstone where generations of your family have come from. So you've got, these classic, inhabitants on one hand that are trying to maintain order in a place that they love, and a place that's very, very nostalgic and valuable to them. And then you've got these intruders, the people like scavengers or looters trying to come in and disrupt it.
All right, Ben Painter is a freelance writer. He wrote Welcome to Armageddon USA for Wired magazine. John Garner, very quickly, what's the lesson for the rest of us?
Stay in touch with what you love and stand up for what you believe in.
All right, John Garner, resident of Pitcher, Oklahoma.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.